I had a back surgery before. I have no relief in pain. Since this type of surgery is known to be in existence since so many years, why was I not advised this surgery by my previous doctor? The answer is obvious, that your previous doctor doesn't know about the utility, the philosophy, the technique, and he doesn't have the expertise to do this. What has happened is, world over, there are generations of surgeons who are operating in the field of spine surgery, and normally the people who are above the age of 50 as of today in 2017 may be aware of existence of Gore system of surgery, but since during their school days, medical school days, they have not been taught about it, they are not very, very sure. They are more diffident than confident about this surgery. In our scientific meetings and in conferences, these matters are always discussed, but ultimately it comes to the surgeon factor, where the surgeon has to be confident and sure enough to use this technique. The other problem is Gore system of surgery is done under local anesthesia, where the patient is fully awake. Now, having the patient fully awake during surgery and doing your surgery where the patient is able to talk with you has a special significance and a special utility. But if you are trained in a particular fashion where you are not able to appreciate the use of this uniqueness during surgery where the patient is awake, then you may not be able to take the help of this type of surgery. So, even though the scientific field knows about Gore system of surgery because it has been existence and in the market for several years, it is still not very common, or it is still not very routine for surgeons to take this up, because it needs a special type of expertise which everyone does not have. The answer is as obvious as that, and this expertise can be acquired by getting trained in this branch of surgery, which nowadays the younger surgeons are doing routinely, because they have found that they may not be able to survive in the competition which is present in the market of spine surgery. There is an increasing use of spinal implants, that is screws and plates and rods, by spine surgeons world over without a single piece of evidence. What has happened is, spine surgery on one side evolved by cutting open, by removing a lot of bone and making the spine unstable over a period of time. On the other side, there was a use of implant initially for fractures of the spine, where it is mandatory, and for patients who had unstable spine. As the experience grew in using the screws and plates, the surgeons started using it for everything, including the degenerative spine, that is the spine where there are aging problems. Aging problems are inherently stable problems. You do not need the screws or plates, etc., etc. If you ask us, then we can tell you that the use of screws, etc., are needed in only 10% patients out of 100. 90% of the patients can be managed without use of screws. This simple fact is not known, or if known, not counseled or told to the patient. Whenever you go to a traditional surgeon, you are made to believe as if there is no alternative to the use of screws, which is false. World over, the literature in the books and in the magazines, scientific magazines, and in the conferences, the opinion is slowly turning against the use of implants and against the use of implants for everyone. We need to open our eyes and understand that the human suffering has to be alleviated, has to be relieved by use of new technology and philosophy, and we need not add to it by begetting one more surgery. Thank you very much.